Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
I'm not exactly sure where this thing starts, so let me play a second of it to see if I have to play all the sound effects and stuff for you guys again.
Hey, Bill.
Yes, sir.
How are you this morning?
Great.
Yeah, I do. All right, let's back up a step here. Melissa, you were out on Friday, but we got an email from this guy, Bill, who lives up in Douglasville. I guess it happened on Wednesday. And we were talking about haunted homes here in the Atlanta area. And he said, if you're talking about that, you got to talk about my house. And he sent us a bunch of audio files and a bunch of photographs of things that freaky things that happened around his house also. Now, all those pictures are up on the website now. But I went over the weekend and I really couldn't tell what was in those pictures.
The only thing, yeah, the pictures are up and there's some that are supposedly reflections of faces and windows and stuff. And I couldn't make those out very well. But I have heard before that if you take a picture and you get it developed and there's either, some people call it an orb, you know, a big light circle or flecks of light or whatever, that sometimes can be, you know, that some considered, you know, spirits, because if there's no debris in the air, no dust in the air, no dust particles. And there's one picture that he brought that there was light specks all over the room where she's sitting, which, I mean, is an indication that something was going on.
Well, in one picture we saw on Friday, though, that wasn't there like a face in the window? Then there was a face in, on somebody's arm?
Yeah, there were a couple faces, but you had to zoom in on the picture. And in here, Jeff had pulled him up on his computer over here, and he had zoomed in. I don't know if they're zoomed in on the website or not, because I didn't have to go look. I had already seen him. But if you zoomed in and it's pointed out to you, you can see the area where you can make out some of the scary faces.
So the pictures are pretty scary. I mean, really scary. But the audio that he sent us freaked us all out. In fact, there was a woman that was driving to work in her car, and it was like 6:30, and she had her dome light on because she didn't want to be in the dark in the car driving to work.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident now that the sun's up. I'm one of those that, if there's sunlight, I'm not as scared. But, I could see where I would do that.
This is the sounds of he had set up recorders in his house. Then he and his wife and his kids left. So there is absolutely nobody in the house. Well, when they come home, they start fast forwarding through the audio, and then they hear this. Nobody in the house. All right, fairly freaky. Fairly freaky.
Seriously freaky. Yeah, like Sixth Sense. Like I've heard, you know, where he was in the room by himself and the tape recorder was going on and the guy left and came back in and there was the, you know, another spirit in the room with him that got on the tape recorder.
Right, okay. Here is another piece of audio that he sent us also. And if you listen very closely, you can hear the child screaming out for mommy.
No, that is just wrong.
Now, if this is me, the first thing that happens like that, I'm out. I'm gone. For sale sign, leaving.
Yeah, I said earlier, I said if it was like a battle between me and a spirit, I'm putting my money on the spirit. I cannot win. So, they can have the house.
And he's got kids in that house?
He's got kids in the house.
I would not have kids in that house.
He'll tell you all of this. We're going to play this whole interview that we had with him on Friday. But keep in mind also, the neighbor's house is haunted also. He's also going to tell you like there have been 8 deaths in the neighborhood also. Suicides and accidents. It's enough to make me leave in a millisecond. All right, this was Bill talking about his house in Douglasville on Friday. Hey, Bill.
Yes, sir.
How are you this morning?
Great.
Since we don't know you, you have to make some kind of promise to us that you guys aren't pulling the wool over our eyes.
I can definitely promise you that, and I could probably arrange it where y'all could actually come out with one of the Ghost Hunter teams, if you'd like.
Love to.
When they come out and set up all their special equipment and, like, walk around the house and take pictures and all that kind of stuff. So I got one scheduled to come out, I believe, in about 2 weeks.
Love to come out there and see that. Now, a couple of us were talking about crashing at your house on Sunday night.
Well, the problem with that is, yeah, I got kids that live in the house, and normally when we do have people over, like one of the teams, we have the kids go to like one of the friends' houses for the weekend.
So you don't scare them?
Yeah, well, the kids know that something's going on, but we try to make up stuff to so they don't get scared, because they mostly concentrate on me and my wife.
The spirits and, will only, like, hang out with you and the wife in the house?
Not really, but they will do stuff to the kids, like change their channels on the radio, TV, and they might see maybe a shadow figure in the house. But with, like, you know, getting, like, the bed sheets pulled off of you, walking out of the shower and the faucet's on, or having stuff touch here, or...
What is the single scariest thing that has happened to you or your wife in that house?
Well, one night I woke up with the bed sheets being tugged off of me, and... I have two dogs now in the house, and they usually let you know when someone's around, because they'll start growling or they'll start barking at something, both of them at the same time, and like a hair will stand up. Sometimes they'll just, you know, pee right there to get so scared.
What is the history of the house? Have you done the research to find out who could be in there?
Yeah, we've been researching for the last couple months. We've only been in the house for about 6 months, and the original house that was on the land was built in 1879 and tore down in 1950. And we've researched it back to the original owners, because we have multiple spirits in the house. We've had probably about six or seven seen at one time. One of the teams actually called out a couple names of the deceased that used to live in the house and have taken pictures while calling them. Have actually taken pictures of like a big bright spirit orb, and we know for a fact that a little girl age 9 and one about age 5 and a young boy died in an old house, along with the mom also died of a liver disease back in the late 1800s. And we first started, we moved in the house, we would hear the little girl maybe singing sometimes and calling for mommy and calling for help, and we would take
pictures. So now you hear this with your regular ears, because we played the audio and it sounds like, you know, processed or slowed down or whatever. Can you do you have to record it and manipulate it, or do you hear it with your regular ears?
A lot of times you hear it with your regular ears. Like, I've been in a bedroom with my wife, just sitting on the bed, and we first moved in, and actually heard the girl singing downstairs real softly. And we've actually heard her say, "Help, mommy." So, I mean, we moved in, we started taking pictures in the house, really not knowing something was there, and we'd get them developed, and there would be these, like, spirit orbs inside the pictures, maybe next to my daughter, or next to me, or next to, you know, something in the house. And we thought it was just a film, but then stuff started happening. I've had a few times where someone's come up behind me real heavy breathing and growled at me. That's happened to one of my friends and also to my daughter. To me and her at the same time, we've been outside in the yard after our dog got spooked and ran off. We're looking for the dog around the woods, and something came up behind us breathing real heavy and growled at us. But the thing that growled at us was about my height. I'm about 6'5", and this thing was like right around my height level when it growled. It sounded like a real, like a big ape, like breathing real heavy.
Dude, what are you doing in that house?
Right.
Why are you living there? Doesn't that freak you out?
Yeah, I mean, I don't say you get used to it, but there's times where the house will go dormant for maybe about 6 or 7 days where nothing will happen. I mean, maybe something small might happen, just to let you know that they're, you know, maybe the TV might turn off or turn on while you're in the room, or the door might open by itself. But then all of a sudden, maybe for like 1 or 2 days straight, I mean, you'll have, you know, footsteps walking down the stairs, you'll have your name being called, like, behind you, or you hear, like, mumbling going on behind you, or,
Hey, Bill, explain this to us, okay? We've got, like, a 50-second clip of the dresser.
Yeah.
Let me play just a couple of seconds of the clip and then describe what's going on, because it's a little tough to make out.
Sure.
Hear that? The stuff on the dresser vibrating. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you have the recorded equipment.
Yeah.
Is this happening in your bedroom?
Yeah. I've had the bed do the same thing before, but that happened on Sunday.
Like four days ago?
Yeah, see, the first time that happened on Sunday, it happened twice on Sunday, I was sitting on the bed, and the dresser started vibrating for about 4 minutes. And I took a couple pictures in my room with my digital camera, and I took a picture of about five or six of the orbs around my dresser. And stuff had been happening already that day, so I had my audio equipment already ready to run that night. So after that started vibrating, I went ahead and started taping maybe a half an hour after it started vibrating. And my wife had called me, and I was telling her about it vibrating earlier, because we had the bed vibrate. And as I was telling her about it, maybe about 5 seconds later, it started vibrating again.
Oh, my God.
So like while I was talking to her, I moved the recorder closer to the dresser, and then that's me talking to her on the phone, and I put the phone next to the dresser so she could hear it. But I got all the original cassette tapes, and I got the original VCR tapes that we've taken, because we've actually got pictures of, like, orbs flying around the room on actual tape.
Yeah, we've got some of those pictures that you sent us, some of the faces and the pictures.
Yeah, we get those a lot. Now, the one of the little lady, that was taken about 2 weeks ago. We were walking around the house doing our own little investigation, and one of my friends had this thermometer in his hand to read the room temp in that one area, and it went up to about 120 degrees in that one area, so we took a picture. And as you see, coming out of the kitchen is like a mist, and then attached to it is a face or a head attached to it. But we have probably about 15 pictures that are similar to that with faces attached to them. I got one of like a little baby, looks like it has like a bonnet on its head, and I got them of like different entities in my yard that are kind of like evil looking, but kind of they're like red and just like kind of like fiery looking.
Yeah.
And I think
you wouldn't believe the look, because Jen and Bert have both said Jen is totally freaked.
Totally.
Yeah. And she said, like, because we talked about spending the night there, and she's like, I will not do it without my husband.
Well, Bill, here's my question. Did you believe in ghosts and spirits and things before you moved into this house?
I did, but my wife didn't, because growing up as a kid, my grandparents' house was a little active on their farm. So I had experiences before growing up, but not up until I moved into the house, because I remember when I was looking at a house to buy, I was in the backyard by the woods, because we had like 3 acres, and I kept looking back at the house for some reason, like I was being watched. I'd always look back, but about a week after we moved in, that's when the faucet started turning on, and the lights would turn on. You start hearing the footsteps. And
is it possible that the spirits in your, did you say your grandparents' house?
Yeah.
Is it possible that they just following you from that house to your house here?
I don't know. I doubt it, because their house has been dormant for about the last 15 years, and my neighbor's house is also haunted, but they did an exorcism over there about 2 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And the whole land is just like that. You can go in the backyard and take pictures of stuff, and my neighbor on the other side of me, they haven't had any activity inside their house, but on their land, they've had activities. And in the last 20 years, there's been 8 deaths right in the vicinity of my house. So this is a mixture of, who knows?
Yeah. Y'all have a good time over there.
Yeah, I'm not going to that house.
Yeah.
Eight
deaths? And what were the 8 deaths caused by?
One was like a car wreck. I think 4 of them were suicides and a couple natural causes.
Yeah, I'm not going to that house. No, you're on your own.
Do you want to become friends with them?
Some of them don't really bother me too much, because you might know that they're around and you kind of got used to them, but there's one or two that are really not too nice. It's like you'll be walking through the house and all of a sudden you'll hit a real, real bad negative, like a wall. And you'll know, don't go no farther, or just turn around and go away, because it'll be real, real negative. And that's usually when I know that it's going to be a rough night of sleeping. Like if you leave the bedroom door shut sometimes, you'll hear knocking at the door. And or There's been a few times where we've taken pictures outside the house at night, and you'll see like a fire coming out of the ground, a big bonfire. And there's no fire there burning at the time of taking the pictures, and then you'll see like these red like balls of like orbs coming out of them. And then I got one I sent you, and it has like two, looks like dragon heads coming out of the fire.
Yeah, that's the gate to hell.
Yeah.
I don't know. Bill, you sold us. You sold us. All right, we'll talk to you, and we'll all come on over there when you get the professionals out.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Bill, thanks for taking the time, man. I appreciate it.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, Robbie, can you hold on for just a second while we reset this?
Yes.
All right, hold on one sec. All right, so Christina Aguilera and her boyfriend, looks like they're splitting up because one of them couldn't handle the experience of being in a strip club together.
Right. Christina Aguilera's friend is coming out saying that they were having a great time at this strip club called Scores in Manhattan, and everybody in the place was really envying her boyfriend because not many women let their men enjoy that kind of fun. What she's talking about is Christina had hired a lap dance for her boyfriend. So while her boyfriend was getting a lap dance from one of the strippers, Christina Aguilera proceeded to joke around and pretend like she was giving a lap dance to another one of the male customers who was there. Now, her boyfriend got really upset about it. As soon as she saw, you know, her playfully giving some guy a lap dance, his face froze. He stood up. He threw the stripper off of his lap and supposedly stormed out yelling, "Bleep you."
See, now I think in this case, he's totally legitimate to be upset in this case, because my defining point here is that he is getting a lap dance from somebody professional. Christina is giving a lap dance to some random dude that's in the bar. That is totally and completely different.
But see, based on that, so yeah, the stripper is getting paid, so she doesn't care anything about the person she's giving the lap dance to, but he is getting aroused by her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Christina probably didn't give a crap about the guy. He was probably a fan and probably didn't give a crap about the guy that was sitting in the chair, but you would be upset because he was getting aroused by it?
Yes, because he's getting aroused, again, it's the professional.
By somebody else, and you're getting aroused by somebody else?
That is her job, okay? So I am
it's okay
I am
for you to get aroused because she's getting paid?
Yes, and she should not, and it totally changed the level of things if she's getting aroused by some random guy, yes.
Where's Stacey? Where's the warm line?
Argument is that both of the men are getting aroused and both of the women don't care about the guys that they're arousing.
See, we couldn't even get Stacey on because this is a conversation. She can't even imagine this because I can't get her to go to one of those places. She thinks it's degrading. She thinks I'm a perv for wanting to take her there. So this is off limits for me anyway. And I think that's why I find it all curious.
Your Honor, I'd like to recall Ghostbusters versus Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. The door swings both ways. I think if he's getting the dance from the dancer, if she wants to get up and play around, it's her prerogative. You're there to have a good time. You're having a few drinks. You're both going to walk out of there. Still boyfriend, girlfriend. It's a little bit of a sexual turn on. Not a big deal.
All right.
Rest my case.
You're going to be a little bit more relaxed about this than I would be then. So what I want to know is, this probably looks really good on paper to most guys. You know what? I'll take my wife or I'll take my girlfriend to the strip club. We'll both get a little turned on by it. Then we'll come home and shabba-ding-a-doo-doo, shake-a-ding-a-da-da. But a lot of times I'm guessing somebody gets so upset by what's going on at the strip club that it breaks out in a big old argument. And you are the people that we want to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
404-741-1005. Hey, Robbie.
Hey.
What's up?
Not much. I went to a strip club with a guy that I was dating for 5 years, and it was my idea to go. It was horrible. He was like, "I'm going to let you pick the girl that's going to dance for me," and I turn around, I'm like, "Okay, I'm looking for which one I want to dance for," and by that time, he had already chosen her. So he's getting a dance from her or whatever. I'm sitting there, And I'm, like, keeping the drinks coming because I can't even handle it. After that, when I got home, I broke up with him. I couldn't even deal with it.
Really?
Five-year relationship.
5 years. Whoa. It was horrible.
But this was your idea. What did you expect?
I don't know. I don't know what I expected. I thought it was going to be cool. I thought it was like, hey, let's do this. We've been dating for a long time. Let's go, you know. But I think it was the point that we had decided that I choose a girl. I turn around. He's already got a girl coming.
Oh, listen,
he's already chosen her.
Well,
so
I mean,
it wasn't her choice.
And he was way too into it. Way too into
now,
it.
Let me also, because for those, and Crash helped me explain this, like, for those who have not been to a strip club, not saying that I've been to a strip club, but for those who have not been to a strip club, a lap dance, like, the guy is not allowed to touch the woman.
That's
He's
right.
sitting there completely still. She's doing all the work. So it's not like if somebody's thinking, I've never been to a strip club, what actually happens? I mean, she's performing for him, and he is, I mean, he, no touching allowed, so he's not doing anything.
Yeah, and these girls, these girls absolutely want nothing to do with you. I don't, the only thing they want with you to do is the color of your American Express.
Exactly.
So that is it.
What was so offensive to you that after 5 years that you broke up with him? Was it the fact that he was too into it, or the fact that he had a woman picked out before you even had drinks in your hand?
I think it was more of him being too into it. He was, you don't understand, he was way too into it. But the girl, she was the nicest person you ever wanted to talk to. While she's dancing for him, I'm sitting next to him, she's having like a whole conversation with me.
But this, like, was your idea. But it was your idea to go.
It's her idea, but like her idea was to get him a lap dance, not for him to enjoy it. I think
Here's some ice cream. I don't want you to taste it and like it.
I'm telling you, I think that's the part that surprised her is how much he actually enjoyed it. It's like,
it
okay,
your fault, honey.
You can sit there. I'm going to put it in your, you know, put something else there in your face. But if you enjoy it, then I'm going to get jealous.
Then don't ask.
Really?
Just enjoyed it. But you don't understand.
Yeah, explain, like, because I just explained what happens in a lap dance. You explained to me what defines him being too into it.
Yeah.
Too into it is, I mean, like, staring too into it. He was just too into
it. The boobs are in his face. What is he going to do?
There's a naked chicken.
Tilting his head different ways to see different angles.
Honey, you're just naive.
This is the reality of actually going through with this and doing it are two different things.
It's your, you know what? Honestly, it's your, your own insecurities destroyed your own relationship. Deal with it.
But you know what? Next time, if I want a guy to go, I'm just going to send him with the money and I'm not going with him.
No, because he'll probably still come home and you'll be all freaked out because then you won't know how into it he was.
That's right. Yeah, because then, exactly, your mind will be going crazy thinking that he was way into it, even when he might not have been.
I know the rules now. I know they can't touch, and the person can't touch them, and stuff like that. I know the rules. I'm not worried about that.
I'm telling you,
if you would have seen his face, you too would have said, you know what, he's way too into this.
You should see my face.
No, you shouldn't.
The little guy from Disney World comes out with a broom and lifts my jaw up off the floor.
I think jealousy is such like a gut human emotion that it is so hard to try to prevent it. Even if you go in with the mindset of going, oh, this is not going to be a big deal, there's still that twinge of it. Because I have been to a strip club with my husband before, and he and, you know, one of our best friends bought like both of the wives lap dances, so we both got lap dances and then they both got lap dances, and there was still, like, even though it was fine, and of course I didn't cause a scene, but there was this boiling feeling of jealousy, like, kind of coming up from, you know, your gut that you have to squelch. Like, it's just so natural to feel jealous because, first of all, you're like, okay, I'm insecure because this woman is totally beautiful and hot, and it's her job to be totally hot, and she's, you know, shaking it in his face. Like, there's a part of you that's like, oh my God, I hate this so much right now. But
and you
like,
want to see, you want to say that you're so much bigger than jealousy, right?
Right.
I'm
like,
so secure in my relationship.
We're so fine. No, it's like how you're trying to put that fire out the whole time.
How many guys would take a woman? Now, see, of course, guys are going to buy their wives a lap dance from a woman. But how many guys are going to sit there and buy a lap dance from a guy with his woman and sit there and watch it and not feel a little threatened by this chiseled guy who, you know, maybe a little, you know, more blessed than he is and dancing with the wife.
Oh. Because the guy's there to make a living. He's collecting a couple of bucks. My wife is laughing. We're having a few drinks. It's not that. That's why you go to these places. They're just entertainment. They're a little exploration. It's, you know, I mean, now if you're going into like, you know, brothels and stuff and you're getting your wife or your husband a prostitute, well, then there's a little bit of contact.
Hey,
you know.
Hey, Jessica.
Hello.
Hi.
Last year for my boyfriend's 21st birthday, we went out with a bunch of friends and they all decided they want to go to strip club. And I said, well, you can go if I can go. Well, I was 20 at the time, so I didn't think I was going to get in. Well, needless to say, they let me in, and my boyfriend's getting a... He walks up to the platform where the girl's dancing, and she spreads her legs in front of his face. I threw my water bottle at her. I went up there, and I grabbed him by the ear, and I told him he didn't need to be close enough where he can smell it.
I was so pissed.
I sat there the whole time. The girls were coming up, sticking their foot on my shoulder and asking me if I wanted a lap dance. I told them I wanted them to get their leg off of me.
I don't understand this. What do you people think goes on in these places?
I want to know what happened when you threw the water bottle at the stripper. Oh,
she kind of moved on. She didn't come back in front of him.
I'm surprised you weren't kicked out.
All the strippers were like, oh, you want me to give you a free birthday dance? And I said, over my dead body? I'm standing there with my arms crossed.
You know what?
I'm with Crash here. Like, what did you think was going on?
I don't know, but it was horrible. I told him if he needed to go to strip club, because I'm a pretty girl. I have a nice body. I said, if you want me to dance, that's fine. And I said, you're never going again.
It's that jealousy streak. Yeah. It's like some people can handle it. I think it's always still there a little bit, but some people can handle it and squelch it and real, kind of mind over matter. But I think other people like her, they just give in to it.
Hey, Lindsay.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Same thing happened to you?
Yes, actually, I was with my husband, who's now my ex-husband, but...
Oh my God.
It's not just because of that, but... his cousin was in town, and we were just out in Buckhead, and he was talking about all the clubs in Atlanta, and I thought I could handle it, and I was actually the one who suggested that we go, and we went, and thought it was going to be a lot of fun, and thought it was going to be a turn-on, and we got in there in about 10 or 15 minutes afterwards. I think it was Jody earlier that said it was just the way that her boyfriend was looking at them.
Oh my God!
What are we supposed to do?
This is unbelievable.
Close your eyes and
right. You
don't
can go
watch.
To the strip club, but you're not allowed to watch.
Right?
No, it's not that, but it's he's looking at this person differently. He's never looked at me like that. Because
he sees you all the time. Honestly, I mean, seriously, it's a different one.
You don't know because you got upset about it.
I know. You think it's going to be something different, and you get there, and it's not.
Yeah. I am telling you, I can totally empathize with you.
I agree with this.
Is that as cool and as secure as you think you want to be? It's that gut. Oh, it's that gut instinct that makes you want to vomit.
You want to think that you're big enough and the relationship.
Totally.
This is not a big deal. I mean, he's going home with me. What's the big deal?
But do you notice the pattern? Three of the three calls we took were all the girl's suggestion to go, and then they were the ones that got jealous and broke up.
That's right.
I mean, ladies, seriously, my advice, if you're thinking of doing this, take him to a batting cage or something instead. All right? He won't have any kind of look on his face then.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
If you haven't watched Desperate Housewives, really what it's about is four women that are all kind of in different parts of their lives living in suburb America. And each character represents another woman in America. One woman has like three different kids and she's a housewife, just takes care of everything going on around the house while her dad's at work. There's another woman that's a divorcee, Terry Hatcher, is single now. And has got like a, 12-year-old daughter?
Uh-huh, probably.
Who are the others the show surrounds about?
Trophy wife.
The trophy wife who married the rich guy. She used to be a model, and she's the one having a relationship with a 17-year-old high school senior.
The lawn boy.
The lawn boy.
Then you got the older busybody woman who is always in everybody's business. You've got the...
whose marriage is... Oh, okay, you're talking about the older woman. I was thinking, then you have the other woman whose marriage is coming apart.
Right.
That's the one, yeah. She's really the fourth main character, but mm-hmm. she's trying to, like... just let the public know there's nothing wrong in my relationship. Right. Everything's great. Everything's fine.
Happy. And then there's the other divorcee down the street that's competing with Terry Hatcher for the plumber dude.
She's just the desperate, skanky woman that's trying to get all the guys in the neighborhood attracted to her. Well, last night I kind of focused in on Terry Hatcher's character, Susan. She's house-sitting for somebody else, and while she's house-sitting, there's a break-in at the house, but nothing is stolen in the house at all. But a screwdriver is left in the house that somebody obviously used to break in with. So she takes the screwdriver and calls the police. When the police come, she gives the screwdriver for evidence, even though nothing was stolen from the house. Well, the cop knows that since nothing was stolen out of the house, this is never going to go anywhere, even though it was a break-in. So he's really not going to need the screwdriver. But he's so attracted to Terry Hatcher that he takes it and he puts it in his cop car. And then he asks her out because he doesn't want to make her feel ridiculous for saying, you know, here's some evidence on a case that is never going to go anywhere past right here. So he puts it in his trunk and he asks her out and they end up going out on a date. Well, he takes her on his rounds. And 20 minutes before he's supposed to be off for the night, so their official date begins, he goes to the back of his trunk and he wants to slip out of his cop uniform and get into some civilian clothes so they can officially go out on their date. Well, she goes to the back of the trunk with him while he's getting dressed and undressed, and there's the screwdriver. And she's really offended because she thought that she was really helping out with this case, and he lied to her right off the bat. Am I making that perfectly clear? Right. Sound right so far? So while she's in the back by the trunk and he's getting dressed or undressed, she says this.
I thought this went to the lab.
Look, Susan, no one would authorize lab time or a computer search for a case like this. It's just not a priority.
So why couldn't you just tell me that?
Well, I thought we were clicking. Does this need to be a big deal?
Well, if you'd only lied to me about it once, it wouldn't be.
Come on, don't be such a girl about this.
Done with you. All of you.
Oh, come on, drama queen. Where are you going? It's not safe.
I'd rather take my chances on the street. Thank you very much.
So here's the question I want to ask you guys, because they broke off the date before the actual date happened. So they were in the car, on the way to the date.
Right.
And he did something so offensive that the date was over before it even started. So what I want to know from women is, has that ever happened to you? He picks you up. Everything seems to be going fine on the car ride to wherever it is you're going, the restaurant, the concert, whatever. But he says something so offensive or does something so stupid even before you get to the date that it's over. Has that ever happened to you guys?
No, I just remember my sister telling me when I was of dating age, because she's older than me, to always drive yourself to the first date. So she obviously had something like this happen because she said you never want to be stranded if it doesn't go well. And so, you know, on first dates, I always drove myself, so.
So how did the first date end, actually, before it officially begun? Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning again.
Hey, it's our Nicole again. Hey.
What's going on? I have to tell you about this date. This guy, me and him were dating at work, we were at work, and he had a crush on me. I paid him absolutely no mind, but then, like, he was real cool. One day, left a little flower on my desk and stuff. I was like, okay, I'll go ahead and give him a chance. Before we even got on the date, y'all, we were in the car. He had the music up a little loud, but it was warm out, so we had the windows down. Mm-hmm. So he tells me that he can't hear me very well. So instead of him rolling his window up, he proceeds to roll my window up. Mind you, my arm is kind of sitting in the window a little bit, right? He begins to roll the window up. He rolls it all the way up, and it breaks my nails.
No, he didn't.
Oh. He broke my nails. But mind you, I had, like, acrylic nails at the time. So when they broke, my nails were bleeding.
Wow.
I was in so much pain. I was like, ah, screaming. He's like, what's wrong? Mind you, he didn't roll up his window. He gonna roll up my window. But he's gonna have me hot on that side.
Right. Now, is there any possibility of him maybe turning down the stereo?
Yeah, that's why I said, okay, you didn't turn down the radio.
Yeah, instead of rolling up the window.
Right, instead of rolling up the window, or roll up your own window. Right. Why are you going to roll up my... I was like, okay, we need to turn this car around right now. I think he kind of knew because he turned the car around before I could even say anything.
So you never officially got, like, to the restaurant or the club or whatever?
No, I don't even think we was 15 minutes away from my house. I don't even think we was 15 minutes away, and he was so nervous, and it was so cute, but then he broke my nail. I said, if this fool don't get away from me, okay?
Yeah.
See you later, Nicole.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning, Beth. You're on the Burt Show. Hello.
Hi. The guy comes to pick me up. We go out to the car. I'm standing on the side of the car. He gets in the car, starts the car. I'm still standing outside the car because I'm old school. You open the door for me. Mm-hmm. And he stood there and actually rolled down the passenger's window.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't have the electric, so he had to reach over, roll down the passenger window. He goes, "You going to get in?" I said, "I don't think so." Walked back in the house. By the time he was knocking on my door, I was already in my sweatpants.
Good for you. Good
you are
for
not
you.
A dog, and I am too old to train.
Good for you. Hey, Trish, you're on all the hits, Q100. Hi.
Hi. Me and the guy that I used to work with decided we were going to go out, and he decided between my house and the restaurant to light up a joint.
You are kidding.
No, and
oh my God.
I have never done drugs in my life. I just looked at him like he was stupid, and we were passing a friend of mine's neighborhood. I said, "You know what? Let's stop and see my friend." Stops in her driveway, and I'm like, "Okay, that's it. Take it over. I cannot do this."
First day, he's lighting up. Very good.
Oh my God.
Thank you, Trish.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Oh my God.
Nice.
Guys are idiot.
Stupid. That we can't get through just 3 hours. We can't put the face on for 3 hours to get through a date, you know?
Oh, Lord. If that's what those guys are going to do on the first date, can you imagine being with them for years?
Right. The Burt Show.